Yeah, this one's for the students. Taking an inside look at the National Student Conclave, the largest PT conference, 100% put on students for students. Going on late October, we're around Halloween time for this one, always good. Out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we bring on Kyle Stapleton. Kyle is a PT student and also part of the APTA Student Board of Directors. And Rachel Granzo. Rachel is a PT student with the conference in her backyard out in New Mexico. We'll get inside each part of the conference to see what you want to do as a student attending and maybe convince a few students to book a flight right now. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it in clinical practice. Find out more information and maybe get certified with Johnny and his team at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
Let's do it.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
We're going to be busy, busy, busy. We're talking about an event we're going to on today's episode, but we're going to be busy, busy, busy. Let's see, Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference. That's the one we've been talking about. We're going to the one in Vegas, October 11th through the 13th. Education and Leadership Conference. It's ELC. That's in Washington State. That's October 18th to the 20th. We'll also be at the Ohio State University on November 14th. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. You don't want to skip the Halloween festivities. National Student Conclave, the APTA's big dance if you're a PT student, October 31st to November 2nd in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Fun to say, difficult to spell. Information about this, apta.org/NSC. We wanted to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what's to come. If you're already planning to head out there, what are the things you can't miss? Because there's a lot going on. If you're thinking about going to National Student Conclave, what's going on? Maybe we can push you guys over the edge. So we're bringing in some National Student Conclave experts, APTA Student Assembly, Director of Communications, Kyle Stapleton. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jimmy, for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to come on PT Podcast.
Good to bring you back. And really, home field advantage, PT student from the state of New Mexico. This thing's going on in her backyard. Rachel Granzo. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jimmy. I'm happy to be here.
Kyle, how many National Student Conclaves have you been to? How many have you attended?
This is my second National Student Conclave. So I went last year at NSC 2018 Providence, and then this year, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right. Rachel, you did last year as well, correct?
I did.
So you guys have done this. You've been through, you've seen what bringing a lot of students from around the country, bringing in some great speakers and some great events. It can go by in a blur, can go by real fast. It's 3 days long, but I say it can be the longest 6 days of the year if you're a student, because it feels like you don't get any sleep because you don't want to miss anything, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't want to miss anything. You know, we have so many awesome things lined up for this year, and you really don't want to miss anything. You're losing so much sleep, you know?
So that's why we bring you guys in, really to help the listeners who are either on their way already, or maybe you guys are actually being the tipping point, to give students a taste of the things they can expect. So I want to start with Kyle. What's the first thing you'd want to clue people in terms of why they should come, but something they definitely cannot miss?
So you're coming in on Thursday morning. We have some really, really awesome things lined up. Again, it's the conference that's designed by students for students. National Student Conclave Project Committee has been working very, very diligently this year. This has been working really, really hard this year. The overall experience, the overall ambiance of being in a huge, you know, building full of students, there really isn't anything you can't miss.
So you're talking about coming in on Thursday night, and that's when things get kicked off. Programming starts at 5 o'clock with Ignite Talks and the keynote speaker. So this is the thing that really sets the tone. Talk a little bit about the Ignite Talks. Kind of describe what they're like, what they feel like, and what people are in store for.
I remember last year getting off the plane, rushing to the convention center, and traveling can be a bummer. But as soon as I was in the room and people started getting up on stage and sharing their excitement, they're called Ignite because they're fast-paced, really invigorating speeches that set the tone for the rest of the weekend and lifted my spirits and got me really, really excited for the rest of the weekend. So I definitely recommend making sure that you attend those.
If you're going to come in for National Student Conclave, it is a Thursday night is the kickoff, the Ignite Talks. That's Halloween night. So you got to make sure you're there nice and early. The Ignite Talks kick off the entire conference. Listen, in my former life before becoming a PT, I used to speak professionally on the radio, and I got a chance to do an Ignite Talk a couple of years ago when National Student Conclave was in the Pacific Northwest. And I'll tell you, it's pressure filled. The slides advance every 15 seconds without warning. So the audience can see that even the most seasoned speakers, man, they're under pressure. But the cool part is, hey, pressure makes diamonds. And it actually elevates the game of the speakers. And it really brings a different energy, which is why they call it Ignite. So definitely not something to miss. Plus, the keynote speaker as well, that night kicks things off too.
Yeah, this year we're having Joanna Lohman come. She's a professional soccer player, public speaker. She does a lot of service as well, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what she has to say.
Yeah, she's been speaking all over the country, all over the world, plays for the Washington Spirit. Definitely somebody who's going to really inspire you and really push students to think. I've seen some of her talks online, so this is not something to be missed. If you're making the trip, you want to make sure you see the keynote speaker kicking it off on Thursday night. And then we go to an event later on Thursday night, which is very, very near and dear to my heart. You guys want to talk about the PT Pub Night?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be at Marble Brewery, which is one of my favorite go-tos in the downtown area. It's got a really great patio. You have a great view of the mountains, the New Mexico sky. PT Pub Night's always a fun way to interact with a lot of other people. I was the only person from my school who went to Conclave last year, and I got adopted by school that was out there for PT Pub Night. And
nice.
So that was really great to just hang with a bunch of people over on the East Coast. It's a great way to mingle and get to know a lot of the other people who are there.
I like how you put that. You got adopted by some other students. That's perfect.
I was all by myself and they took me under their wing.
See, PTs, we're social and we're altruistic. We'll reach out and help. Kyle, how do you best describe what a PT Pub Night feels like? You've been to some.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I went in Orlando for APTA Next, you know, at the other conferences I've been to. It's just an awesome ambiance. And, you know, like the trademark that you always use, you know, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Best conversations happen over a pint. So it's really awesome to just kind of wind down after a long day from the Ignite Talk, you know, really getting fired up to go jump into some awesome networking at PT Pub Night, you know, and it's always a blast when you head over to those.
It's definitely something not to be missed. Again, if you're going to be there, you get the juice, you get the energy from the Ignite Talks and the keynote speaker. And then you don't want to just go back to your hotel room. You don't want to separate. So the good thing is the PT Pub Night brings people together with the drinks, continues the conversation. Maybe you get adopted if you're there by yourself or in a small group. You get adopted by some other school with a bigger group. And the event is also in support of the Foundation for Physical Therapy Research. So everybody that goes, a dollar is actually donated in your name. So money is actually getting donated. We do some fundraisers out there. So not only is it a good time because, hey, who doesn't like talking PT over a beer? You're also in support of a great organization, the Foundation for Physical Therapy. So more information, you can find that at ptpubnight.com. They do ask you that you're RSVP because if you're one of the first 100 students to arrive, you get a complimentary drink ticket. So, hey, there's a reason to RSVP if you're going to PT Pub Night. You'll thank me for it, and I will say you're welcome. Moving on to Friday, what do we got? Who wants to talk about programming, kicking things off on Friday morning?
Early Friday morning, 8 a.m., with the very lovely Sharon Dunn. She's the president of the APTA. So every year, she has a town hall at National Student Conclave. So essentially, we're able to talk about all of the hot topics in physical therapy with her. And, you know, she's really available for any questions that you may have. You really just go through a microphone and ask her anything that you want. So it's really awesome to get that like face-to-face experience with lovely Sharon. It's really awesome if you have any questions pertinent to physical therapy, you know, what the APTA is up to. You really can get all those answered in real time.
If you're going to try to get a bunch of students motivated, listen, after a long Thursday night, you got that rush of the Ignite Talks, the keynote speaker, the PT Pub Night, and then you're going to start things off the next morning at 8 a.m., 8:30. Sharon Dunn is who you want pitching for your team. She's the person who's going to get everybody energized again that early on a Friday morning. Nobody else could do it but Sharon.
You know, she's a real rock star. And, you know, all the students who always come out to National Student Conclave, they're always very privileged. And also, they're always very grateful to be able to ask her all these questions that they have. Fired up on Pub Night, and, you know, you want to continue into the next day, you really don't have a better person to ask.
Plus, she will always say yes if you ask to take a picture. She's probably the most photographed physical therapist in the world.
Agree.
She's got to be
agree.
It.
Agree.
All right, so Sharon's Town Hall kicks things off until 10 a.m. Then we break for lunch. Exhibit Hall open. I highly suggest you guys go enjoy the local food. I highly suggest you go get some free stuff in the Exhibit Hall, because who doesn't like free stuff? You can't have enough free goniometers or stress balls.
You really got to have those. You know, it's all free stuff. They're all for the students that you come in. You know, you network with the exhibitors. You network with all the individuals who are there. And, you know, they're always able to help you in whatever, you know, aspect that they can.
After the swag has been gotten and lunch has been eaten, it's time to move on to a general session. This is where there's nothing opposing it, just like Sharon's Town Hall general session. This one's personally interesting to me. The first general session will be a recreation from the hit NPR podcast, How I Built This, with three physical therapy entrepreneurs will tell their stories of how they built their brands. The Movement Maestro will be featured, Josh D'Angelo from PT Day of Service and Move Forward, and I'll be hosting that. I'll be your Guy Raz. If you've ever heard NPR's How I Built This, I get to be Guy Raz. Excited about that. We're looking to make that feel and sound just like the NPR podcast, kind of going through both of their journeys in building a digital online brand with the Movement Maestro and what she's done, as well as Josh building the movement that is Move Forward, and of course PT Day of Service, which conveniently will actually be happening during National Student Conclave. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I participated in last year's event, and I'm really looking forward to this year's event too.
So looking forward to doing that. A little nervous because I'm trying to get my best Guy Raz impression. After general sessions, we move to Learning Lab, and this is where you get to kind of pick and choose your own adventure. You get to make National Student Conclave whatever you want. What are some things you would suggest that students do to navigate the Learning Labs?
I really emphasize that, you know, everyone go on to APTA National Student Conclave website, you know, really check out what each day has to offer. So how the Learning Labs are set up is there'll be kind of one block on Friday in particular, and then you'll have three or four sessions, and then those three or four sessions will happen again an hour or two later. So you're able to kind of pick and choose from both of those three or four sessions, just in case you find two sessions that may be very, very interesting to you. You know, there's going to be really, really awesome things like PT innovation. We're going to have entrepreneurship, advocacy, life as a fresh PT or a new grad, travel therapy, PT in the education department, really, really hot topics in physical therapy. So you're really able to kind of tailor your schedule based on what you're really interested in physical therapy.
Yeah, the good thing about the setup for National Student Conclave is, as Kyle just mentioned, if you happen to see two things that you really want to go to, the cool thing is each of those sessions is going to happen twice. So you can pick one in the first session and one in the second session. And this way you don't miss anything. Some of the topics, as you mentioned, you know, everything you didn't know about being a new grad with our friend Bryn Hager, jumpstarting your network, pursuing travel physical therapy. Maybe you want to stay in school and go the direction of a residency. We had Greg Hartley, who's the geriatric section president, on to talk about where, how, when, and why with the residency. And then advocacy, essentials for advancing you and your profession. If any of those or multiple one of those sessions sounds good, don't worry, you can at least pick two. Moving on Friday night, you guys have mentioned some things to do. This is definitely something you want students to get involved with. Something to do with teddy bears.
So there's going to be another ATI community service event. There was one last year and also at the previous National Student Conclave. So all the students who attend, they're essentially going to be building teddy bears and other stuffed animals for children with chronic or life-threatening conditions. And those, after the conclave's over, they're going to kind of be distributed to all the local hospitals in the area. So it's a really awesome opportunity to kind of give back, put a smile on a kid's face, maybe, you know, dealing with a condition, you know, in a hospital. So really, really awesome opportunity to give back, like you said.
It's another way to do good, to do it with some people that you might know, some people that you might have just met at the conclave, and maybe make some new friends over this. So great that ATI is doing this Teddy Bears for Kids event. More information about this and to register, check out APTA.org/NSC. I'm sensing a theme. We kicked off the Thursday night with a PT pub night. Looks like we're kicking off Friday night with a PT pack party. Describe what a PT pack party event is like and really what it's for.
You know, really for advocacy and, you know, advocating for the APTA and, you know, in general. The atmosphere is really, really awesome. It's very, very similar to a PT pub night. Everyone's up at, in particular here, it's going to be Real Bravo Brewing Company. also in Albuquerque. Yeah, more just networking with students, you know, over a pint.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say, you know, what does the PAC do for me? This is your advocacy arm of your profession. I'll be Mike Matlack for a minute. I'll be pitching for PT PAC. this is your advocacy arm. And some people will say, well, I pay my dues to be a member of the APTA. Some of that money should go to the PAC. But actually, I found this out when I had Mike on the show. Legally, your dues as an APTA member, none of that money can go towards a political action committee. So if you do want to make an impact for the PAC and your profession, you've got to do so directly to the PAC and donate. So this is an opportunity to do that, because I think that's some information that people might not know, is that the money for your membership doesn't directly go to the political action committee, and it desperately needs it with things that we definitely know within the last couple of years, like overturning the therapy cap. That only happens with advocacy, and that's done through the PAC. So, hey, listen, you don't have to twist my arm too hard to go to Rio Bravo Brewing Company and help my profession at the same time. So tickets, $20, like you mentioned, Kyle, and you got yourself covered.
Another way to give back.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to, period. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are heard. Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
NPTE StudyCast,
the number one NPTE podcast
in the world.
And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
All right, moving on to Saturday, National Student Conclave. Final day is still jam-packed, and it starts pretty early. Coffee with the student assembly candidates. Kyle, this is something you had to do when you were running for the position you have right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very early in the morning. You know, it's 8 a.m., but we all encourage you to come out, you know, come talk with all the candidates that have been slated for the Student Assembly Board of Directors this year. It's all over, you know, the APTASA social media. You can check it out online as well. So you really can come, you know, get coffee with them. There's going to be some breakfast there and, you know, network with them and kind of see, you know, what their ideas are for, you know, advancing the student assembly next year, ways they want to advance our profession in general. Talk to your future student leaders and really pick their brain on why they're running the position that they're running for.
Look at it Saturday. Rachel, what else do you see on the slate that you would suggest students pay attention to?
We have a general session again with Minding Your Business, the top business leadership skills in physical therapy. This is something I'm looking forward to, things that you can do to market your value as a new grad, how to understand entry into the workforce, just all the things that you're going to need to know after graduation, after you take the boards, and then starting your career. So I think this is pretty relevant to a lot of the people who are coming to Conclave, and one of the reasons that National Student Conclave is such a good conference for students to go to.
Yeah, Minding Your Business, I see Dan Dale from Mercer University. I see Scott McAfee, who is a member of the Student Assembly as well. Those are just two of the speakers on that particular general session. If that's interesting at all, and it should be advancing your career, make sure you don't miss that one. After that, I saw resume reviews, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did that last year, and it was so valuable. You have a copy of your resume. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you get to sit down one-on-one with somebody who's been in the field for a while. My mentor last year had great advice for what things to focus on for my resume, how I might adapt it to certain kinds of jobs that I wanted to apply to versus if I wanted to turn it more into a CV, if I was going to go the residency or maybe even a research like academia route. I got a lot of really good feedback from that resume review, and those spots go quick.
Yes.
So if you want to sign up, you need to register for Student Conclave now. You need to sign up for a spot to make sure that you get into one of those sessions.
Yes. When you sign up for National Student Conclave, you do have to register for resume reviews. Looking at the programming and that slate, again, it's going to be in the same format of five different presentations, each of them happening twice in two different sessions. The topics, chronic pain, maximizing walking recovery with individuals in neurologic conditions, new grad's guide to PT, in the ED, oncology, physical therapy, and the dark side of interprofessional collaboration. And all those sessions I just mentioned, again, are going to happen twice. So if two sound interesting, you can definitely make those happen. Wrapping things up with the EBS Knowledge Bowl. Essentially, I'm getting the feeling, I haven't been in one of these Knowledge Bowls yet. Kyle, any insight into what's going on there?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's totally jam-packed. Essentially, what it is there are programs across the country. A group of students from participating universities across the country, they essentially come in. They're a team. They look at questions from the NPTE, like a competition style. So, you know, the groups kind of, in the programs kind of compete against one another. See who answers the most questions correctly. So really kind of awesome to, you know, see how the NPTE and how you're going to prepare for it and see how other universities are stacking up.
Last thing that happens at National Student Conclave after, of course, the voting, which is going on for the Student Assembly Board of Directors, is the swearing in of the 2019-2020 Student Assembly Board of Directors. So if you're a student and you're coming out, we'll say pay attention to the different things that the candidates are talking about, what issues they're focused on. And if those are important to you, make sure to cast your vote. We're not telling you who to vote for, but I would really encourage you to vote because it's going to have an outcome.
Absolutely, Jimmy. You know, these are your future student leaders here. You know, your vote counts, your vote is heard. It's all going to be through the APTA app. So you really, like Jimmy said, you really kind of want to be interested in kind of what they want to say. Mm-hmm. And you know, what direction they want to go in. So it's a really invaluable experience being able to vote in your new board. Really awesome.
Cast your vote. All right. That's pretty much the wrap up right there. National Student Conclave. Goal was to give you guys a preview if you're a student and you're heading in, or if you're on the fence. Maybe what Kyle and Rachel laid out for you put you over the tipping point. So we'll see in Albuquerque coming up on October 31st to November 2nd. Rachel, Kyle, are you ready for three questions?
Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Get on the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, three questions on PT Pinecast brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing. If you're thinking about graduating and traveling the country as a physical therapist, well, you can. You get a license, and that lets you travel across the country in any of the 50 U.S. states. So Aureus can get you there, short-term placements, long-term placements, anywhere you want to go. It's AureusMedical.com. They'll also be out at National Student Conclave, so make sure to stop by and ask those guys some questions and grab a killer Aureus t-shirt. So three questions. The first one is, we'll go with Rachel first. Rachel, anywhere in the 50 U.S. states, where would you want to go upon graduation and spend just a little bit of time, maybe 3 months' time as a travel PT? Where would you go?
I've lived a lot of places, but I've never been to the Pacific Northwest.
Jackpot.
So I think I'm going to go with Oregon.
Nice. Kyle, your call. Anywhere in the 50 U.S., where are we going?
Absolutely. You know, I grew up in New England, Massachusetts, so we have all four seasons. The winters are pretty dreadful.
Yes.
You know, I spent a little time down in Florida, you know, the nice sunshine state. So I'd go down there, you know, for a few months at a time, really bask in the sun and I treat some patients.
Smart move. I like that. Pacific Northwest and Florida. Second question. What's something you've watched, read, listened to, either a movie, a book, a podcast, something that really inspired you?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I actually recently read a book. It's called Start With Why by Simon Sinek.
Big one.
You know, really, really fabulous book. I really emphasize you guys can read it. Definitely go on Amazon.com, whatever. And I'm going to purchase it. It's really awesome to do some introspection, really figure out what your why is, you know, why you're on this planet, why you're doing what you're doing, what your calling is. It's a really, really good way to learn a lot about yourself and kind of what you want to accomplish in life.
It's a big one. That one comes up pretty frequently on the show. Rachel, what do you got for us? Something you drew inspiration from?
You know, the thing that comes to mind is when I saw Wonder Woman, seeing a strong female superhero was like, it like moved me to tears. It was such a strange feeling, but you know, I'm inspired female role models. You know, I left that movie feeling like I could be Wonder Woman.
Love it. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Third and final question on three questions. We'll go to Kyle first. Kyle, who is someone the audience should know more about? Maybe somebody in PT, a professor, a leader.
I was actually very recently talking with, I know you're very familiar with him, Kyle Covington.
Yeah.
Down in North Carolina. He's an absolute rock star, you know, in North Carolina, with the North Carolina chapter, and you know, recently being elected to the ABTA board of directors, really doing some awesome stuff, getting direct access in North Carolina and also dry needling. And you know, he's really, really stepping into his role in the ABTA board as well, as vice speaker.
Yeah, excited. Kyle's a good guy. Love to have him on the show. All right, Rachel, who's someone the audience should know more about?
Someone who actually got me into the field of physical therapy. I was a personal trainer for about 8 years before I decided to go back to school. And it was reading P.T. Gray Cook's information. Yeah. So he's got a book called Movement, website Functional Movement Systems. He's got information for non-clinical and clinical. I haven't heard a lot of, at least in my program, kind of reference to him, and I think his stuff is really brilliant. It makes a lot of sense in terms of how to organize information big picture-wise in my mind, and so that's someone that I would definitely recommend other people check out.
All right, you guys are off the hot seat. You guys can exhale now. It's okay. Last thing we do on the show is the parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
I want to thank our friends from Rock Tape for sponsoring the parting shot. It's more than just a tape company. They're a movement company. Rock Tape offering classes, education, tools, insight to help your patients move stronger, longer. Check them online at rocktape.com. And of course, each and every year, check out when you want to attend Rockstock or a Rock Tape class in your neck of the woods. So we'll go to Kyle first. Your parting shot, your last chance to kind of leave a sentiment, an idea, feeling with the audience about National Student Conclave. What would you say to them?
I would just say, you know, if you're on the fence about it, you know, take that jump, really take that leap, come out to the desert, come out to Albuquerque. It's made by students for students. We have really, really hot topics that you really don't want to miss from some really awesome experts in the field. So really take that leap, come out and have a great time with us.
Perfect. All right, Rachel, your parting shot, the last thing you want to leave with the audience.
Well, they call New Mexico the land of enchantment. Autumn is a great time to visit, so I really think there's no better place to spend a nice fall weekend to learn how to kickstart your career as a PT.
Can't wait. My first time to New Mexico, October 31st through November 2nd, the National Student Conclave. Again, APTA.org/NSC. Listen, if you're still listening to the show right now, pull the trigger. We'll see you guys there.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.